Glad to be joined by the mayor of Santa Rosa, Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back to Sonoma County. I know you ventured out and spent some days in Washington, D.C. this week. How come?
Yeah, it was almost like speed dating. We had an opportunity and appointments with each of our senators from California and both of our local congressmen, and then meetings with FEMA, HUD, and a couple other federal acronyms, all with the intent of getting additional resources coming back to Sonoma County and Santa Rosa.
Are there more dollars available?
That's actually kind of the good news. Yeah, there's tentatively $150 million in the federal budget for communities impacted by 2017 disasters.
Okay.
We don't quite know what the allocation is going to be, but other states such as we heard Florida, Georgia, even Missouri are also looking for some of those funds. So we don't exactly know how much will be coming to California, but we used the opportunity to encourage the support on both sides, you know, with both the House and with the Senate to support the passage of that appropriation.
Yeah, that's why you've got to get in front of those people, right? And make sure that they remember you and remember us and our situation in 2017. That's important.
That's absolutely so key. Because I think some communities, you know, will send letters, and letters are great. But when you're actually sitting in front of them, you know, so along with the team, I would pretty much give each of our audiences an update of where we are with our recovery efforts. But then we also had our city manager, Sean McGlynn, there. Our legislative aide, Adrian, came with us, really supporting all the documents that we could share with these groups. And then, of course, Tony Gosner, fire chief.
Yeah, it looks like I've seen Tony in a lot of Facebook photos here in Washington, D.C. So,
oh, Tony's everywhere. Great guy to travel with. And then also Jason Nutt from Transportation and Public Works, because a lot of these federal disasters, especially from FEMA, a lot of that funding is tied into disasters that have occurred elsewhere other than California, i.e. Hurricanes and flooding. And specifically with road and our infrastructure, a lot of our challenges don't qualify for those federally defined disasters. And so we're trying to educate them, saying our roads with the debris cleanup had a big impact. You're not going to be able to see it because it starts below the surface. And so we're trying to educate them and encourage them to apply urban wildfire impacts along with some of the floods and hurricanes that their FEMA is used to dealing with.
Well, I know that any neighborhood in the process of rebuilding can tell you specifically about the damage to the roadways between the original cleanup and the construction that's happily going on right now.
Well, my neighborhood, living it every day, living the dream, you know, it is a big impact. And, you know, we're living in a construction zone. And it's a little bit naive for FEMA to think that all of that traffic, especially the heavy vehicles during the cleanup, doesn't have an impact on our roadways.
How was the Santa Rosa contingent received in D.C., Tom?
You know, everything, they're very receptive. You know, you did get some of the bureaucratic discussions. And when we met with the Senate Appropriations folks, so these were staffers, one was representing the Democrats and one was representing the Republicans, who have the majority of the Senate. And it was rather a cold reception from the Republican professional staff. It was fascinating. There's no connection. Wouldn't answer anything.
I can't figure that out. I mean, you know, disasters are neither Republican nor Democrat.
One would think, but when we were in that room, and he was the only person that was really, you're not really interested, because then I get there's other needs across the nation, but I'm sure when he saw California, we're not high on that priority list, but you know, we're in front of him, we're making our pitch, and we're saying we're people, and that's always the good part about, given the stories, and for me, you know, the very real stories about our recovery efforts. You know, we talk about 149 families have moved in, but we lost 3,100 homes.
Yeah.
You know, about half of our people are in the permit process. That means a half are not. And this is very rural. This is going to be several years for our recovery process, and just trying to make it very real for them. Because when you're in D.C., not seeing the faces, not living in the construction zones, we're trying to make it very real for them.
Yeah, don't you feel that personal, those personal stories and your being there physically in D.C. make a difference when it comes to impressions?
Oh, without question. In meeting both Congressman Thompson and Congressman Huffman, I mean, they actually were in our meetings. And again, just sharing those stories, and I'm very appreciative of all their efforts because, you know, they're busy. They got other things going on, but they realize the importance of this. And even having an audience with Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff,
Yeah.
You know, we flew out on the day of the State of the Union address. And so I know her staff has been busy.
You flew out on the day of the State of the Union? My God.
We're having dinner, you know, and we're right there where all the other folks are talking. So it's interesting to see how that reception was. But, yeah, Wednesday morning is when we first started. So there's still a little bit of the buzz about what was said Tuesday night. But we're focusing on, hey, we're here for the fire recovery.
Well, I'll tell you, I would think, Tom, that after a week in D.C. And taking a look at how things operate there, you'll come back to the Santa Rosa City Council going, hey, this ain't so bad.
Yes. Well, just the number of times going through security, because you have maybe a half-hour meeting and with the congressman and senator's office, you go in different buildings. You go into FEMA, was the most challenging to get into.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that's like Fort Knox there.
They like strip search you and okay, put you back together. All right, go on for your 30-minute meeting. And but it's well worth it. And I'd like to be able to say because of what we did, we got this amount of money. It's not quite like that. We have a lot of different contributing partners, and we have our lobbyists in Washington D.C. fighting for us. So that's what I just want a lot of your listeners to know, that this is a very dynamic situation. We're keeping the pressure on because we're going to stay with this.
That's great news to hear. And Mr. Mayor, one final question for you, and that is there any kind of timetable in place for the allocation of that 150 mil?
Well, that was kind of the other wild card there. Federal employees forced vacation that they had this 3 or 4 week reprieve. We are told that there may be a funding package going to both the House and the Senate next Friday. But they're up in the air. They have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
And if the government shuts down again, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Because this funding, that $150 million for the 2017 fire survivors, that's not in what they call their priority workflow. And
right.
So if government shuts down, all bets are off. And no one, and honest, they are being very sincere, we have no idea because this is uncharted territory.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Well, let's hope they avoid that government shutdown. There's a little inkling of hope, at least this morning in D.C. Well, welcome back home. Glad to have you back, Tom.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All right. That is Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm, and we'll keep you posted on the progress for that $150 million. See how much of it we get.